show today, folks. Stay tuned and listen to every word. We've got Shad Rockstad of America's Best Barbecue. What a guy. He knows his stuff. Stay tuned. Get you started here, and if we could do a little 10 or 15 minute interview, I'd really appreciate it. And we'll get you on the podcast and see if we can promote your site a little bit.
Great.
And because I've been looking at your site, boy, you got everything I like on there.
I know.
It's an awesome site. Oh, wonderful. But let me go ahead and start up here. And I just didn't want you to be on tape without you knowing about it.
Oh, sure.
That's what. Hey, everybody, this is Barbecue Bob. I'm here live with America's Best Barbecue President, CEO. Is that right? Shad Rockstad.
No, actually, no, I'm just messing with the merchandising. I'm the founder, and I brought in some more partners, so just so that I can have fun with the barbecue side, not worry about the business side, I deal with merchandising.
Wonderful. You know what? That takes the pressure off.
Yeah, I love it.
You can go enjoy yourself a little bit more.
That's right.
Well, Shad, if you give me a little bit of history on the company and yourself and how you got it started and involved in it.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. First of all, I love barbecue, and I love smoking, and I love grilling. And I used to have a job where it just wasn't all that fun, and one day I said to myself, hey, it's your own fault you drive yourself here every day and you do this job. And I thought, well, gosh, if I could do anything I want to do, what would it be? And I thought, well, I'd love to get into that barbecuing. And so what I did, and this was spring of 2001, and I called up a bunch of barbecue restaurants in Kansas City, Memphis, and Texas, and I said, hey, would it be all right if I bought some sauce from you wholesale and put them into gift packages and sold them on the Internet? And they're like, you bet. And I knew even if it failed, I'd have enough barbecue sauce to last me for a few years, so it was a win-win.
No kidding, huh?
And, so we put them into gift packages and started selling them online. And I'm kind of like you, Bob. I'm a low-tech guy. I didn't even own a computer when I bought the domain name. And but, you know, now I know a little bit about it. But so we started selling these sauces and these samplers. And honestly, like in 11 weeks, we had shipped to 49 states.
Wow, that's an explosive business.
Yeah, and I don't know, I think it was South Dakota where someone finally turned the power on about 10 weeks after that, and someone finally ordered so we could brag that we had all 50 states. But it grew from that, you know, where you find new products and you want to sell more stuff. And
well, you know, it goes to the old saying there, Shad, that, you know, you find something you love and you never go to work, you know, you never go to work a day in your life.
That's true.
You love it, and that's great. Yeah, that's the best thing. That's the best thing in life. Do what you love and make a living at it.
The best part is having to test the products.
Well, I can help you in there. I love eating, boy. Hey, you know, I did go through your website a little bit here, and actually I've been through it quite a bit, and I was really impressed. It's a wonderful site. It's filled with, very informative, all types of different products. I really like the gift packages. I think that's a great idea. Wonderful for holidays, you know, Father's Day passed, but, you know, birthdays, any day. Those are really good ideas. I like that. And then, of course, you guys carry everything that that I like to use. And especially the accessories. Oh, man, I could spend every paycheck in there.
Yeah, there's a lot in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful site. And I recommend everybody go to that site. That's the www.americasbestbarbecue.com. Is that correct?
That's correct. And we market under the americasbestbbq.com, americasbestbarbecue.com.
Wonderful.
I think any way you type it, it'll get to us, but I know that way for sure.
No, it definitely is. It's a great site. I recommend everybody go check it out. And if you can, the accessories part is probably my favorite one. You can go through there, and there's always something you can buy in there. That's a wonderful, wonderful portion of the site. Now, something else I want to ask you here, Shad.
Yes, sir.
This BYO sauce.
Yeah.
What? That's a great idea. I love that. Whose idea was that?
Oh, it's one of our marketing wizards in Philadelphia. Erin Ritter thought of this, and she's just extremely talented. And basically, it's from the standpoint of, people go to these parties and take a, bottle of wine or their own beer or something like that. And this is a little different. It just matches perfectly with what everybody does in the summer, and that's grill and smoke stuff. And, these sausages just aren't on everybody's shelves in supermarkets across the country. So it's just a completely unique idea, and they've really made it a fun program with the names like Star Spangled Barbecue and Sauce and Stripes Forever and things like that. And it's just, it's focusing on our all-American samplers.
Oh, absolutely. Very catchy.
Five bottles.
Catchy titles on there. I really liked it. I think everybody needs to check that out. It's good.
Yeah.
Maybe one day I can have my sauce in there. I'll aspire to it.
Hey, send it to us. We'll sell your sauce.
Well, I got to get a bottle first.
Oh, that little part.
Hey, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I also have a little barbecue aptitude test. And that's not really a wrong or right answer, but it's a couple questions I'd like to ask you real quick just to kind of get a feel for what type of guy you are. Do you mind if I ask you these?
I barely graduated from college. I'm not very bright.
Well, now don't worry about it. It's not a true-false thing. It's just just kind of opinions. We like to see where you stand on things. These all go into a mathematical calculation where I predict your barbecue at Cunham. Now, here we go. The first question is your favorite frontiersman. Is it Daniel Boone or Davy Crockett?
I'm going to say the king of the wild frontier was Davy Crockett.
Okay, you got that one. Now, your favorite Cartwright on the Bonanza series, was it Hoss or Little Joe?
I liked Hoss because he probably ate the most barbecue.
I guarantee you that's right. Let's see, how about your favorite?
Better customer than Little Joe, let's put it that way.
That's a sure fact. How about your favorite movie star? Would that be John Wayne or Clint Eastwood? I know that's a tough one.
Well, I tell you what there, Pilgrim. I would say John Wayne.
You're a man after my own heart. Although I do like Clint.
I think he's great.
Now, you're a married man, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Now, but if you were single, would you be most likely to hook up with Daisy May from the Hillbillies, or Beverly Hillbillies, or Daisy Duke?
Damn. Can you split that, like, one first half of the week and one...
Yeah, we'll do that.
Politics, but, maybe we can do that. Actually, I'll tell you a real story. I've met Donna Douglas, who was Daisy on the Beverly Hillbillies. Not Daisy, what was her name? Ellie Mae.
Ellie Mae, excuse me.
I've actually met her, and she's a super nice lady. But I'll tell you what, that Daisy Duke, she's all right.
Yeah, you corrected me there. I made a mistake, which is one of my many mistakes. It was Ellie Mae
or Daisy Duke. Right.
You know what? I'm a loser. There you go. She's a nice lady, huh?
Yeah. Well, she's a... I'm saying in your question there is an age difference.
I guess, yeah, I got you. Now, here's another question. How about your favorite city if you had to go to visit one? Well... It's not really fit. New Orleans or New York, but New Orleans prior to the terrible hurricane, or New York.
I definitely go to New Orleans for a good party. That's for sure.
Well, I don't want you to get people up north upset with you.
I like New Orleans, and I like a lot of cities like Memphis, Kansas City, New Orleans. But you know what? I've had really good barbecue in New York City.
Alright, now I'm going to put you on the spot now. Best barbecue sauce. And then I'll tell you my pick, too. But is it Kansas City, Memphis, or is it Texas?
Well, gosh.
Or you can say all three.
I don't think I can hang my hat on something. It's kind of like, I like them all. That's part of being an addicted person to barbecue. I love them all. And there's some that maybe are a little much, but...
I guess sometimes if you're in a different mood, you may like something a little bit better, and it depends on what kind of a day and how humidity is and all that stuff.
Yeah, or maybe what you're cooking
I'll tell you what I like, Shad. I like Kansas City barbecue sauce, and I like the Memphis dry rubs. And, of course, I love Texas, yeah, too, but I've got to give the nod to the Kansas City for the sauce. That's my favorite.
It's really good.
Yeah, it is good. They're all good, but Kansas City, yeah, for me, is the sauce. And but I do like that Memphis rub, though. They got some good rubs.
And now, you know what? I'll tell you this about Memphis. They're the nicest people in the world.
Oh, yeah, boy.
A couple years ago, we went down to say hi to a lot of the owners of the barbecue places. We'd just say, hey, we're stopping by. We'd walk in there, and they would set the table with all this food and talk to us for over an hour, and it was just most hospitable. The Southern hospitality is wonderful.
Oh, absolutely. Nothing like it anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Then my last and final question is, and I think this is going to be an easy one for you. Number 7, would you rather be barbecuing and drinking beer or be digging a ditch?
I'd be barbecuing and drinking a beer.
Okay, now you passed the test. You got a 92%.
I hope all those ditch diggers get a chance to have a little barbecue and beer, because they sure deserve it.
That's all they want to do. They want to barbecue and drink beer, just like me, just like you.
Right.
Now, I just wanted to say, you passed with flying colors. You are now an official member of the Barbecue Bob Barbecue Society. I'm going to send you out a t-shirt.
All right.
And wear it proudly at your barbecue.
I will.
Awesome. Well, hey, Shad, I don't want to take up any more of your time. I just wanted to thank you so much for the opportunity to interview you and get you on the show. I appreciate your support. We're going to have you on again down the road. I really look forward to talking to you again in a informal situation here. And whatever we can do to help promote your site here at Barbecue Bob, we're going to do. Because we like it a lot. We think it's a great thing. And we like I said, we want all the members, we want all the fans to go there and check it out.
Well, I like your show. Knowing I was going to be on, I listened to the one where you're with Claudia and teaching her what things like dirty rice are and all that. It's very educational. And she needs to learn.
Yeah, Miss Claudia, boy, she's big city folks. She's from Chicago. Now, they got good barbecue in Chicago, too. But she's a city girl. She doesn't, I couldn't do anything without her, though. She's my technical advisor, my right hand.
Oh, she's great.
I love her to death. I wouldn't trade her for the best hunting dog. Well, maybe. Maybe the best hunting dog. But
yeah.
Anyway, Shad, I appreciate your time. God bless you. Have a great week. You're a great American, and I wish you the best, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Well, thanks a lot for calling.
You got it. We'll see you later.
Have a great week.
You too, sir. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Shad Rockstad from America's Best Barbecue. And let me tell you, what a great guy that is. I like him. He's welcome in my house any day. Come on out, Shad. I got the guest room all fixed up for you. Come on, have some barbecue, and we'll go down to the beach and bring our binoculars. Well, that's it for right now. We'll see you later. Bye.
This podcast was brought to you by www.crazybagladies.com, your one-stop shopping spot on the net today. Thanks, Shad. See you later, everybody. Bye.